Recording 8.3. Good afternoon, and welcome back to my channel, where we ask questions about the world. Today, I want to ask a question that I find intriguing. What makes humans different from animals? Okay, this might seem like an easy question to answer, but it isn't. Let's look at the scientific facts. Taxonomy is the classification of all species that exist on Earth. There are 8 levels that we classify living organisms into: domain, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. The farther down the list you go, the more similarities the organisms have to each other. This means that humans, cats, elephants, and even butterflies are all under the kingdom Animalia. We are all considered animals. However, when we go down the line to family, humans are classified as hominidae. The family Hominidae includes great apes as well as humans. Great apes are gorillas, orangutans, chimpanzees, and bonobos. It's not until the genus level that humans and apes separate. Scientifically speaking, humans and apes are very closely related. So, what exactly makes humans human? What separates us from our closest relatives and all other animals in the animal kingdom? This is a question that many scientists have tried to answer. Behavioral scientists continue to study gorillas even today to try and understand and answer this question. Many years ago, scientists believed that humans were different from animals because humans had the ability to use tools. However, they ended up discovering that many apes and monkeys know how to use tools to access food and other resources. Using tools was not a trait unique to humans. We are more advanced in our use of tools, but other species know how to use tools too. Next, scientists thought that what really makes us special was language. We can speak. The problem with this opinion is that it doesn't recognize that animals also have language. Their language is different from ours, and we have no way of understanding it. But communication is not only a human trait. We also have to remember that apes have learned American Sign Language. This means that apes have the ability to learn language the way humans do. Learning a human language is more complicated and limited for them, but they can learn. Considering this, language can't be what separates animals from humans. So, what does separate us? Another theory deals with psychology. Attachment theory is the idea that a baby forms a bond with their primary caregiver and then expands those bonds with the people they interact with. The theory in psychology is that the child forms the bond because of survival. The mother feeds the baby forms a bond with the provider of the food. Why does this matter when we're talking about how animals are similar or different to humans? Well, a lot of people believe that animals don't experience emotions the way humans do. They believe that emotions are a uniquely human trait. Do animals have emotions that match those of humans? In one study in the 1950s, two scientists, Harry and Margaret Harlow, conducted experiments on monkeys to test this theory. They raised rhesus monkeys and separated the babies from their mothers. Then they placed the babies in a cage with a blanket. The babies became very attached to the blankets. When they noticed this, they decided to create 2 artificial mothers for the baby monkeys. One was a wire mother made of wires. The other was a cloth mother that was made from the blankets they seemed to be attached to. The wire mother was given a bottle for the babies to feed from, while the cloth mother didn't have anything. What they discovered was that the baby monkeys preferred the cloth mother, even though she didn't have a feeder. The babies would attach to the soft mother and feed from the wire mother while holding on to the cloth mother. So, what does this mean? It means that the attachment wasn't about survival, it was about emotions. This shows that animals are capable of emotions the way that humans are. So, what makes us different? It's a hard question to answer. I would say that one aspect that makes us different is that humans are the only species that will experiment on other animals so cruelly to try to understand human or animal behavior, like the experiment with the rhesus monkeys. Some people will say that human behavior is different from other animals, even apes. Human interaction and social connections aren't typically seen in animals. However, a study on gorillas in the Congo is creating controversy on that topic too. Gorillas seem to show similar social groups and social levels to humans. Maybe we aren't as different as we think. However, even though there are many similarities that humans have with animals, we are different. No other species has explored space, written books, and shared stories, or created mass destruction the way we have. What makes us different is both positive and negative, in my opinion. What do these differences mean? If we are a superior species, does that mean we have the responsibility of making the world better? Who decides what is better? Do animals ask themselves these questions? What do you guys think? Send me your opinions or send articles that add to this intriguing conversation. We'll be back next week.